Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. On June 27th, Eureka police officers were called to the foot of Truesdale Street and found 48-year-old Victor Allen Morris, who was found to have injuries consistent with a physical assault. Morris was taken to a local medical facility, and yesterday, Morris died as a result of those injuries. Eureka police are now treating the case as a possible homicide and are asking for the public's help in reconstructing the days leading up to the assault. Anyone with information about Morris or the attack is asked to contact Detective Terry Lyles at the Eureka Police Department. Sheriff's deputies arrested and booked 22-year-old Bryceland resident Ryan Tanner last night after he turned himself in at the Garberville station at around 10:30. Tanner is suspected of beating another man with a baseball bat during a physical altercation earlier in the evening. The victim, who called 911 from a local store on Bryceland Road near the Whitehorn Junction, told deputies that he had been assaulted by Tanner, who had hit him 10 to 12 times with a baseball bat after knocking the victim off his motorcycle by ramming him with his pickup truck. The victim, who lives in Shelter Cove, told deputies that he had had a recent dispute with Tanner that could have led to the altercation. He was taken to the hospital for treatment of head and neck injuries. He was wearing his motorcycle helmet at the time of the attack and identified Tanner as the assailant. Tanner was charged with assault with a deadly weapon, and bail was set at $50,000. On March 30th, three people, Peter Camacho, Kimberly Starr, and Amanda Tierney, were arrested for holding a candlelight vigil on the courthouse steps in violation of the recently passed emergency ordinance by the Board of Supervisors, which outlawed gatherings on the property between 9:30 at night and 6 in the morning. Yesterday, a Humboldt County jury, after deliberating for 6 days, found the three not guilty of violating the county ordinance. The Board of Supervisors has been working to revise the ordinance, but the ban on gathering overnight remains in place, and the jury, with its verdict, sent a clear message that the First Amendment allows citizens to peaceably assemble on public property. Congressman Mike Thompson's office issued a press release today reporting that the congressman voted against another repeal of the American Affordable Care Act. This is the 31st vote the House has made on repealing the Health Care Act that was just ruled on by the Supreme Court and found to be constitutional. Despite passing by a vote of 244 to 185, it is not expected to make it through the Senate, and if that does happen, the president has promised to veto the bill. Thompson said in a statement, "Health care reform was a response to a national crisis. Businesses and individuals couldn't afford health care. Hospitals, doctors, and clinics provided billions in uncompensated care, and those costs were then passed on to consumers. So we passed legislation that saves money, saves lives, and provides access to quality, affordable health care." You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Northern California Community Blood Bank needs your blood, particularly if you are type O or type A. The blood bank issued a press release today warning that due to several emergencies, inventories of type O and type A blood have reached critical levels and requests that eligible donors step in to help replenish stocks. Blood mobiles will be available at locations throughout the county over the coming days, and you can check the locations by going to the website nccbb.org or call the blood bank for more information. There will be 11 ballot initiatives on the November ballot, everything from the governor's tax hikes to proposed bans on political contributions from unions and corporations to changes in auto insurance rates based on driving records. Proposition 34, however, will garner attention as we head into November. That's because the initiative seeks to get rid of the death penalty in the state of California and replace it with a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole. Supporters of the initiative say the measure will save the state billions of dollars over time, money better spent on crime prevention and other issues, while opponents say it removes the only proper punishment for the state's most heinous killers. There are currently more than 700 inmates on death row in California, and it's estimated the state spends more than $150 million per year keeping them there. Since California approved the death penalty in 1978, 13 inmates have been put to death. And that's North Coast News on this warm Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.